In the second week of August, near the end of our stay, I'd arranged for the side trip up to Quang Ngai. The tourist stuff was fine, but from the start I'd wanted to take my daughter to the places I'd seen as a soldier. I wanted to show her the Vietnam that kept me awake at night. A shady trail outside the village of My Khe, a filthy old pigsty on the Bantagan Peninsula. Our time was short, however, and choices had to be made. And in the end, I decided to take her to this place of ground where my friend Kiowa had died. It seemed appropriate, and besides, I had business here. Now, looking out at the field, I wondered if it was all a mistake. Everything was too ordinary. A quiet, sunny day, and the field was not the field I remembered. I pictured Kiowa's face, the way he used to smile. But all I felt was the awkwardness of remembering. Behind me, Kathleen let out a little giggle. The interpreter was showing her magic tricks. There were birds and butterflies, the soft rustlings of Roro anywhere. Below in the earth, the relics of our presence were no doubt still there, the canteens and bandoliers and mess kits. This little field, I thought, had swallowed so much. My best friend, my pride, my belief in myself as a man of some small dignity and courage. Still, it was hard to find any real emotion. It simply wasn't there. After that long night in the rain, I'd seemed to grow cold inside, all the illusions gone, all the old ambitions and hopes for myself sucked away into the mud. Over the years, that coldness had never entirely disappeared. There were times in my life when I couldn't feel much, not sadness or pity or passion, and somehow I blamed this place for what I had become, and I blamed it for taking away the person I had once been. For 20 years, this field had embodied all the waste that was Vietnam, all the vulgarity and horror. Now, it was just what it was, flat and dreary and unremarkable. I walked up toward the river, trying to pick out specific landmarks, but all I recognized was a small rise where Jimmy Cross had set up his command post that night. Nothing else. For a while, I watched the two old farmers working under the hot sun. I took a few more photographs, waved at the farmers, then turned and moved back to the jeep. Kathleen gave me a little nod.
"Well," she said, "I hope you're having fun."
"Sure.
Can we go now?"
"In a minute," I said. "Just relax." At the back of the jeep, I found the small cloth bundle I'd carried over from the States. Kathleen's eyes narrowed.
"What's that?"
"Stuff," I told her. She glanced at the bundle again, then hopped out of the jeep and followed me back to the field. We walked past Jimmy Cross's command post, past the spot where Kiowa had gone under, down to where the field dipped into the marshland along the river. I took off my shoes and socks.
"Okay," Kathleen said. "What's going on?"
"A quick swim."
"Where?"
"Right here," I said. "Stay put." She watched me unwrap the cloth bundle. Inside were Kiowa's old moccasins,